Welcome to episode 39 of Published. Today I'll speak with one of Greenleaf's marketing strategists, Emily Malding, about some of the successful book marketing techniques that she uses and how they can impact books and authors in 2020. You'll hear us discuss why marketing is such a critical part of the publishing process and give some great tips that you can use when promoting your book.
Welcome to Published, a podcast by Greenleaf Book Group, where we'll discuss the ins and outs of the publishing industry, from writing a book and finding the right publisher, to gearing up for a book launch. And now, here's your host, Greenleaf Book Group CEO, Tanya Hall.
Welcome back to Published. In our last episode of 2019, we're talking about the best book marketing practices to use in the new year. The world of marketing is ever-changing, so it's important to stay up to date on new trends and techniques and always be looking two steps ahead at what's coming in the way of marketing strategy and tools. It's incredibly important for authors to have a well-planned promotional strategy in place that uses all of the big marketing trends so they can ensure their book is properly promoted to an interested and engaged audience. The amount of time and effort an author puts into marketing can really make or break a book's success. So let's get into the interview. All right, Emily, thank you for joining us on Published.
Thank you. I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your background and what you do here at Greenleaf for background's sake?
Of course. So I have an academic background in English literature and writing. But I have marketing experience in multiple industries, including nonprofit marketing, retail marketing, restaurant, and book marketing. And so I have been here at Greenleaf for over a year, and my job here is to recommend the best strategy, execute on those recommendations, and look for opportunities along the way to get our authors' books into their readers' hands.
Yeah, and I guess from a very basic standpoint, can you start by establishing, because we're talking about marketing today, so let's establish what we mean by using that phrase for people who may not be as immersed in it as we are.
Of course. So the purpose of book marketing is to get our authors' books into their readers' hands. And we achieve this through multiple strategies, including coordinating book giveaways, running targeted advertising to reach the right consumers, reaching out to influencers to review the book and share with their audiences, and more. There are baseline initiatives that we recommend to get the book pages retail ready and set up for success. And a good marketing campaign helps authors lay the groundwork to launch future books, sell their backlist titles, and position them to be seen as an authority that can be commodified with speaking engagements, online courses, and other programs. We listen to what our author's goals are. So a marketing campaign can be drastically different for an author that tells me that he or she wants to sell through indie bookstores versus an author who wants 100 reviews on Amazon in the first quarter. The purpose of a book marketing campaign is to build a strategy to help achieve those goals.
Right. And you mentioned that it's different for every book. And yet I'm still going to ask you, because everybody's wondering, what are the best or most effective marketing strategies, given that you see a lot of them? You have kind of like this unusual data set of results. So what should the people listening who wonder about marketing for their book, what should they focus on?
Some of the most impactful marketing initiatives are Amazon targeted ads. These are ads that are served on Amazon's platform that can target users based on their interests, category genres, keyword searches. Another really important marketing initiative is Goodreads print and ebook giveaways. This is a great way to generate potential reviews on Goodreads and Amazon and to reach new readers within the Goodreads platform. Another really great marketing initiative is author splash page websites. This is a basic platform initiative that allows authors to build their platform online and have a resource for their readers to learn more about them and their other books and other resources that they offer. And podcast outreach is another really interesting marketing initiative
that we've been doing a lot of here at Greenleaf. So that is a nice, interesting, and fun area of growth where authors definitely have seen strong results. For people who don't know what Goodreads is, could you just quickly explain what Goodreads is and why it's been so important as far as that relationship with Amazon?
Of course. So Amazon actually purchased Goodreads a couple years ago. And Goodreads is a large online community of book reviewers and book readers, and it's basically a social network for book lovers. People can go to a book page and add it to their to-be-read list, and this notifies all of their friends and their network online. It's a great way to generate activity on a book page and create buzz around books with committed book lovers.
Yeah, and that community of voracious readers, as we say, is one that we're always trying to find because they can be really strong advocates. So that's a good tip. So when we're talking about these marketing strategies, what kind of timeline are you recommending? How far in advance should somebody start planning these types of initiatives and allocating resources and just preparing for all those things that go into their marketing strategy? And then can you talk about the timeline, I guess part two, the timeline when these things start to happen relative to the book's pub date?
Definitely. So book marketing goes in phases, of course. As an author is writing, they have a targeted audience in mind. And then as the book comes to fruition, the author has a better idea of their audience. And that is where we can begin to think of ways to reach the buyer and then lay the groundwork for making sure that there's an online platform for the author, like a website, that the author is teasing the release of their book on social media, etc. And so for a true marketing strategy, we want to launch as close to publication date as possible because readers like that instant gratification. So generally, pre-publication is when you want to focus on garnering trade reviews, hosting giveaways to seed multiple books to a large sum of readers, and building your online audience and platform. And then post-publication is where the heavy advertising runs. You would run targeted advertising, promotions, book talks and events. You would want to secure reviews on retailer pages and so on. And so the ongoing marketing can be run for as long as it's successful and for as long as the author is enjoying the process.
That's a good point, because at some point in that timeline, there is, I think, a junction at which the author just says, I've had enough. And that's fine. They kind of tend to run their course in some ways. And then some of those things that you mentioned as the post-launch initiatives sound like they would be appropriate for somebody who might be listening who already has a book that's out, because we've been talking in terms of a book that's has a forthcoming release. But for somebody who has a book that's already out there, they can still take advantage of things like Amazon ads and Goodreads giveaways too.
Definitely. There are several ways that you can reinvigorate the marketing of your book. Amazon targeted ads are a great way. These perform extra well if you have several reviews already on your Amazon book page. That is definitely a trigger for Amazon's search algorithm. One way to garner or generate those reviews on Amazon is to run Goodreads giveaways, like we discussed earlier. Another really great initiative for reinvigorating your marketing of your book is to coordinate an ebook promotion where you reduce the price of your ebook for a limited time and run supplemental targeted ads.
Yeah, good. Good advice. Thank you. Okay, if I told you you can only pick one thing to say is the number one do, and then the flip of that, the number one don't when it comes to book marketing, what would you say?
So this is a great question. The do, I would say, is that I would suggest to do have defined goals for your marketing plan. It is vital because those goals define the initial strategy and the ongoing strategy for the marketing of your book. And that said, it's also important to be nimble and take opportunities as they come. Sometimes you might see interest for a book in a completely unexpected place, or readers take away a message that you didn't even realize was in the content of your book. So take advantage of that reader feedback and take opportunities as they come. Don't be afraid to take a risk and try a new promotional opportunity. And you can have a long-term marketing strategy, but you don't know what's going to present itself along the way. And so the don't that I would recommend is don't believe that the publisher or the agency's marketing plan is the key to your book's retail success. This kind of marketing strategy does not exist in a silo. Authors have to promote themselves by hosting book signing events, engaging with their readers, securing media hits, staying relevant and active on social media, and so on. Marketing doesn't have a firm end date. And so authors should be continuing their efforts for as long as they have the passion and as long as the book is helping them reach their goals. For example, Greenleaf has had authors whose book published 10 years ago that we are still running marketing on, and we are still giving them recommendations and new suggestions. And so there is no expiration date on book marketing.
Yeah, I think that's a point worth emphasizing, because I think even in, we tend to, here at Greenleaf, we plan out these campaigns, 6-9 months or more in advance. And then we often sort of juggle them all around once we get closer to the pub date, partly because there's just new stuff out there. And this is a, as we're going to talk about some more, but this is an area that's constantly changing. It's very dynamic. So to stay on top of the most effective initiatives for any one genre means, like you said, you do have to be flexible and not, I would say also not work in a vacuum. Like there are people who, like Emily here, whose job it is to stay on top of this. And so trust their advice.
Definitely.
Okay, so some folks of a certain school of thought would say good writing should sell itself. And I think we have already established that that is not the case. But what would you say to someone at a conference, for instance, who makes that remark to you?
So we very much wish that this was true. But there is a crowded marketplace. And in the world that we're in, books aren't only competing with other books. They're competing with podcasts, blogs, digital media, and all kinds of other things. It's media against media now. And so while it would be great if good writing could sell itself only, it's also so important for authors to connect with their audiences and readers, and this takes work. By staying active on social media, hosting talks at public events, reaching new readers by running those Goodreads giveaways and targeted ads, and by ensuring that their book pages are discoverable online on retailer sites, authors can build a community around their books, which is going to generate long-term interest. And so, of course, good writing is necessary for a successful book. You need to feel good about what you've produced. And that is the fuel for the marketing campaign. That's what spurs the reviews, boosts the Amazon search algorithm, and so on.
Agreed. And I think I've seen countless studies where they query people who buy books, why did you make the purchase? And ask them, was it the title? Was it the cover? Was it the author? And it's always a landslide. It's the author. It's people connect with people. And I think authors need to remember that that's how the strongest bonds form in all areas of our life and business. So going into 2020, we're recording this towards the end of 2019. How do you think we might see marketing strategies change in publishing specifically? And what should any new author listening to us today, what should they keep in mind to accommodate those shifts?
This is a great question, and I have a couple of thoughts on this. So I think email marketing is going to be vital in 2020. I think authors should grow their newsletter database and send regular emails to that network. Email marketing is an evolving and enduring trend that's been around for several years, and it's not going away. A good newsletter is direct access to readers and your community. And so there's this old school approach that I think is going to be very vital in 2020. And it's a great idea to send these monthly or weekly or quarterly emails to your network that include blog content, any author updates, book promotions, and other things you want to share with your network. This is a very worthy time investment. Another initiative that is going to be very important moving forward in 2020 is podcasts. Podcasts are growing increasingly popular, and they're not going anywhere in 2020. With over 125 million active listeners in 2017, podcasts present a super unique opportunity for authors and thought leaders to gain exposure with highly engaged and targeted audiences. So securing podcast interviews is a great goal for 2020 marketing, because it's a great way to reach new readers through niche audiences and create evergreen content that you can share online on your social media and your website for months and years to come. This is a major focus for Greenleaf and our authors and our work going into 2020. Another item that is going to be very important in 2020 is video marketing. So I think it would be great for authors to make book trailers, Q&A videos, any lifestyle videos they want to share with their network. Let's face it, video is not going anywhere. It's only going to get bigger. And so video allows you to create content that is entirely unique because it's you. Create short videos and use this time to announce a discount promotion, a new release of a book or a new edition, your plans for the new year, and even you can use this opportunity to share personal news and announcements. And so it's important to remember that video is next level when it comes to converting casual readers to fans that will come back.
Good. Well said. Thank you for that. All really excellent points. So for the author who's listening right now and you've got them all fired up about getting to work on that very important marketing strategy, what can they be doing right now to prepare for launching a book in the coming year?
I would say they should start working on building their platform and their audience online. They should choose a social media platform that they enjoy and stay active. Social media shouldn't be a burden. It should be something that you enjoy doing and that you want to contribute to. And so it's important to engage with authors of similar titles on social media by following their pages, commenting on their posts, and engaging with their followers. There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. And I think this is just very fitting when you think about book marketing, starting where you're at. It's just important to start early, stay consistent, and just be a part of a community. As we enter this new decade, I would say consider creating a marketing calendar to plan which book promotion ideas you can take advantage of to sell books, what you'll need to accomplish each task, and when each step should happen. This calendar idea will also help you stay on top of executing these initiatives. So consider timely holidays or awareness months that have to do with your content. Nowadays, there's a national something day for everything. So don't be afraid to promote yourself as well. There's a good way to do this so that your message is authentic. If your excitement translates to your promotion, it will be genuine and your readers and your followers will believe you. Sharing the journey with your audience is a great way to get them involved and invested, and it will ultimately make your readers advocates for your work.
Which is what we all want, of course. Yeah, good advice. Any parting thoughts for our listeners as we wrap up this marketing-focused episode?
I think my main recommendation for authors planning their 2020 marketing would be simply to engage your audience. Enjoy getting to know your audience and connecting with your readers because they want to know who you are and they want to know your story. And the more you connect with them and portray yourself as authentic and as a great resource for them in whatever genre you're writing, the more they're going to appreciate it and want to connect with you back.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily. Really good advice today. Well, that's it for our episode today. I hope you picked up some useful tips on book marketing. For notes and resources from today's show, go to greenleafbookgroup.com/episode39. You can also find advice for writing, publishing, and promoting your work in my book, Ideas, Influence, and Income, which you can learn more about at ideasinfluenceandincome.com. If you've enjoyed our show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It sure means a lot to have your feedback. And of course, it helps us make sure we're answering your most pertinent publishing questions. A big thank you to Ms. Eleanor Fishborn, who produces the Published podcast. We'll be back next month with another new episode.
Thanks for listening to Published. To learn more, please visit greenleafbookgroup.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes.